Welcome back to another episode of Rising 365, a podcast committed to inspiring and supporting others to embrace the opportunity to rise with each new day. I'm Mike Pena, and rising daily can be a challenge for many, and it is and continues to be a challenge for myself. And it is my hope that what you hear in these episodes will assist you in rising every day of the year. We are in episode 23 entitled Love, or better yet, agape love. Different types of love can be found, and I'm not talking about the love that you say in our English language. The word love can define so many different things, like I love McDonald's, and I love Alabama football, and I love summer days and surfing and the beaches, and I love my family. We only have one word. So, and to understand the type of love I'm talking about a love that endures through all things. You know, when we look at the word love and some background on who I am, I'm a man of God's holy word, the Bible, a man that's trying to follow after Jesus, to lead my family and to lead this ministry that I'm a missionary for Child Evangelism Fellowship here in Central Nebraska. And the understanding of these different types of love, and we can see them played out biblically. There are four types of love. There's Ahab, which is defined as to love with no specific significance. You know, that's like what I mentioned earlier. I love pizza. I love dogs and whatever. Then there's Dod love, D-O-D. That's the romantic love. That's the idealistic of a relationship that you have with another person. When you endeavor to make another person feel valued, and you know, you find those in marriages. You find those in relationships that endure through things. That's Dod love. There's Eros love, where we get erotics. Word erotics is that's the sexual romantic love again. So this imparts the physical nature of love. Then you have phileo, which this is the fraternal love, something where we get Philadelphia from, the city of brotherly love. It's a friendly type of love. Those aren't the type of loves that I'm talking about that help us rise to meet the new day that we're given. The type of love I am talking about, called agape love. Those other loves, yes, they can drive you to meet a physical, maternal, materialistic type love, and maybe it will help you for a little while. But they all fade eventually. There's like a give and take in these kinds of love. And they don't stand the test of time. And eventually those loves fade. The type of love I am talking about is agape love. And this is the love that is selfless, sacrificial, and is unconditional. Meaning that no matter what happens, or if the love is reciprocated to you, you're going to love anyways. There's no amount of trials that you could face that you would stop loving, and you would not go to the extremes and make every step possible for what you are loving, to know that you're loving. It like puts a picture of your mind of like you're making someone's life better, no matter if they can return that love to you at all. And you're willing to do it, and you're willing to put forth the effort selflessly and sacrificially. That's the type of love that stands the test of time. We can see that throughout scripture, and that's why when you're looking at the podcast image that I use, we don't shoot this and I don't record this video wise because I'm trying to capture what I'm trying to help people embrace visually with little pictures. And what you're seeing there is from a website called Eyes Wide Open. And you see a picture there of Christ and fists raised to him on the day of his crucifixion. And yet he still endured. He sacrificed so that we would see what love truly means, what love truly looks like. Love that can truly change your life. And I think that's why Christianity has stood the test of time, because the people who embrace it and embrace the love that God showed to us from the very beginning of Genesis to the end of Revelation, and especially in the Acts of Jesus and the early church leaders, they're willing to die for the love that was poured out for us. And there's a verse that tells us that while we were still sinners, still doing bad things, selfish things, breaking laws, Christ died for us. He loved us to his very last breath here on earth. But he promised that he will restore us for those who will place their trust in him. He will fill us up with so much love that we can endure all things, we can hope all things, we can believe all things that he promises us. Now that's the love I want you as a listener to grasp. Some people think it's impossible because only, you know, especially Christian teachers, that only God can show us agape love. I don't think that's true. I think when the Lord fills us with who he is, with his spirit, and we get an understanding of what scripture teaches us, we're willing to endure love for our neighbor and and the stranger so that they can experience the love that he offers and the life-changing power that that has. It's taken me a while to believe that from all my broken pasts and the choices I've made that really scarred who I am and who I was. And sometimes if I dwell too long in the mirror, I see those things. But then the cleansing love of what Jesus did washes over me and I can see what I was meant to be and meant to do. And that inspires me to go out to share this with others, strangers, even though they may not have the capacity to reciprocate. But that's what drives me. And we see, you know, this played out. There's a great recountment of one of the early church leaders, Stephen. Now, Stephen was one of the early seven who became one of Jesus' followers, and he's just trying to get the church of Acts to believe. And he does that with love. May you grasp onto that. May you experience that. Stephen took stones to death just so they could see how much he loved them and how much the truth of Jesus can really change a person's life. So go and pour out love to show love. And don't hold like a standard that someone has to meet. When you have something to show sacrificial love for, man, things and life and the ability to rise is so much easier. Well, thank you for tuning in. I hope each episode brings you inspiration to embrace every new day. To support this podcast, consider booking me as a speaker for your next conference, school assembly, youth event, Bible study, or any special occasion where I can share the message of Rising 365. To arrange this, simply send me a message or email me at rising247365@gmail.com. Additionally, you can support by liking, sharing, and rating the podcast on your preferred listening platform. Well, until we meet again, I'm Mike Pena, reminding you to rise and seize the gift of a new day. You are destined for this moment.